Here are some famous words from the book of Genesis in the Hebrew Bible, also called the Old Testament. Vayomer Elohim Yahi Or Vayehi Or, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Turning to the New Testament, the first words of the Gospel according to John are just as famous. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Since the Quran is part of the same scriptural tradition, I don't think we'll be surprised to hear it say, when God decides a matter, as soon as he says to it, be, then it is. فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. As soon as he says to it, be, then it is. Our scriptures all agree on the power of the word to shape the world. At the beginning of creation in the Torah, God says, let there be light, and there is light. He doesn't simply create light in quiet darkness. The words themselves are bound together with the act of creation. John's Gospel treats the Word of God and the man it calls the Son of God as if they were the same as God. The Quran repeats time and again that God has only to say to something be, and it is. God's Word has such power that it seems inevitable for us to ask, how far does this power go? I'm not suggesting that you should believe in a supreme being, but just to let yourself imagine as if, to play a bit with the notion. So, could God's word even have power over God? Do your words have power over you? How far does that power go? Do these sound like questions worth asking?